There are some very crucial things I'm going to say today. You know I love you. You know I want you to progress. I want you to access what God has called you to do. Any of them in line have less than 50 people attending on Sunday. I want you every morning to see 50 people. And I want you every evening before you go to bed. The number is 50. That's what I'm believing. Then we're going to higher number. 50 solid people. You don't need no 5,000. You need 50. And when you get there, it's going to happen. So do that with me. Every morning, see it, thank it, believe it, and praise God for it. And stop thinking about it, all the other things you've been going through all this time. One of my major secrets is keeping the anointing activated. In other words, accessing and activating the anointing. And the way to do that is praying in tongue activates the anointing that is in you. Now, here's what the Spirit of God said to me. Let me go back up. On LTMA, we are designed to reach ministers, pastors, bishops all over the world. I start focusing on that because I'm going to tell them they're going to become partners, they're going to become connected. Two major bishops called me, one called one day and one called the next day, and said to me they've been watching my broadcast. One man watched 4 hours and said he was crying. He got a large church. And so I took his call and we talked, and he told me about he sensed the anointing, the body of Christ, and minister need to see this. And then today I had another bishop, major bishop, call me. And he called for the identical same thing, almost said the identical same word, and it wasn't a cahoot. It's a reality because I could discern through the Spirit. It's time for us to touch pastors. Here is more than I want to touch you. The body of Christ has been raped because many ministers and ministry are constantly being raped by average and middle class expectations. We've got to change that. No, I'm not talking about being a scripture quarter. Or having a clean and holy life, or by much praying and saying. No, there's a first key word I want to give you. I have 7 words. First key word I want to give you is expectation, fresh expectation. I have 2 scriptures, in Psalm 62:5, which is a powerful scripture I've used many years. My soul, wait thou only upon God. For my expectation is from him, not the people, not the city, not the politician, not myself, not my prayer, not the scriptures I know. My expectation is from him. And we got the miracle that transpired in Acts chapter 3, where he said the man was looking at Peter and expecting to receive something. So expectation is a powerful word in this morning impartation. Expect different. I wrote a note. It is time for you as a minister to bail out of the rat race of this system. Okay? Time to bail out. So with that type of expectation, you can go forward. I wrote on this morning as I was praying about sharing this with you about the body of Christ had been raped. See, the ministry can't go no further than you go. And so when I talked about the holy life and the scriptures quota, we've been doing all that. We've been preaching and teaching. But what's the result? So I said, no, it is impartation. Get it? Impact, instruction, insight, intimacy. Now watch this one here. Very important. Introduction to manifestation and demonstration fully proven. See, that's very important now. No, and see, here's what we're all about. Here's why I'm on this phone with you. Here's why I take time out. See, sometimes people think they got it going on, but they're just touching the edge of the thing. So it's important. No, it's impartation, impact, instruction, insight. All of that should be developed between us, intimacy. And then my life as an apostle, and I've come up a long trail, introduction to manifestation and demonstration, fully proven. Okay? Now, what it takes? Proper connection. Then I'll get back to those other words. Proper connection. I have my, I just give you one, expectation. Proper connection. Proper connection with the impartation, the impact, the instruction, the insight, intimacy, developing intimacy. And then God is introducing you to a present-day Abraham or present-day Isaac with the manifestation and demonstration in your life. And that's what I want you to see, and that's what I want you to catch. And I'm not just talking about money now. We're talking about anointing. We're talking about success. We're talking about touching people alive when you walk by. All right. Now, I want to make note of this on this impartation. You can be a Ruth or you can be an Orpha. You know, Ruth, then Ruth chapter 1, verse 11 to 19, that woman stuck with it. And look how she ended up in Boaz's house. Now, what she went through? But she stayed connected with honor because what she wanted was in Naomi. And so she respected her. The other girl walked off, went away, ain't heard no more about. Number two, you can be an Elisha or a Gehazi. You remember 2 Kings 2, how Elisha stuck with Elijah in his connection. But you also see in 2 Kings 5, 22-27, Gehazi was after the glitter. He wasn't after the glory. So therefore he dishonored his father and went after stuff, and what the stuff was on the way. She said, we go back to impartation, impact, instruction. I know Elisha, because Elisha knew how it go because he followed Elijah. But Gehazi failed the test. And then the third one I'm going to give you as an example this morning is, give me a time frame, son. Or you can be like the Queen of Sheba. The Queen of Sheba, 1 Kings 10, sowing seeds of honor or respect. I'm not talking about money here now. I'm talking about she just respected that Solomon had something she didn't have. She heard about it. She had enough spiritual sense to come. Why nobody else came with her? And she had a privilege. God opened up to have an audience with this man, for this man to share how he got where he is, how he accomplished. And he said he shared all his heart with her. Because even in the secular world, those who have been raised up to a high level, they're looking for somebody to share with. But the thing is, the person has the water. The person can't let no little deal come along to get them discouraged and follow some other jackass. You know, this is somebody who have missed God completely and never going to reach their potential. So I want to undergird you with that. You have to be a stickler. The Queen of Sheba, Solomon recognized she was serious, so he poured his whole heart out to her. And that's what we have to understand. The next word I want, the expectation, you got it, encounter. Encounter. Somebody got to have another level encounter. You know, Acts 9:6 when Saul had that encounter. That's so important. So I want these impartation to produce encounters at another level in the spirit. I know we got pastors on the phone, got successful churches. I know all that. Been in ministry a long time. I know. But ladies, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, there's another level. There's always another level. One of my key to good success, I never stop. I'm never satisfied. And the reason I'm never satisfied to the extent to stop, I always know there's more that God wants me to do, more God wants me to see, more encounters God wants me to have. And so that's why I run it. These are some of the secrets that I've used over the years. And then you have to put yourself in a position that you can be exposed to divinity manifestation. Exposed to divinity manifestation. Not just talking about I'm a partaker of a divine nature. That divine nature has divinity manifestation that must come out in your life that you'll see no ego around because you're going, your ego, you're flying on ego wing. You're going to another level all the time. And then the other word I want to use is entrance. Moving beyond talk and bragging to walk in it. Because today we're going to be so powerful. So we got expectation, encounter, endure, expose. Now let me go back. I'm going to go back to something here. Wait a minute. Let me go back to something here. I got to hear some work right here. No, it is impartation, impact, instruction. We talk about the connection, insight, intimacy. The Queen of Sheba didn't go to Solomon equal. That's not going to work. And see that little equalization because you have some things going in your ministry. Don't let that thing rob you of your next level. God connect people to the two bishops. That's why they called me. They said, one bishop said, he says, man, I don't know why these guys can't see this. I don't know. Man, I see it clear. I've been in my room crying, man. The Lord has spoken to my heart about this. They both became partners. I told him, I said, man, you got to become a partner. I mean, you got to be connected. And he said, I'm calling right now. And they became partners. So you, as my sons and daughters, and we're connected personally, you're supposed to draw from this anointing, this insight, this calling, God, apostolic calling God had put on my life for you. Two of my sons asked a question and says, we just want to know some of the things you have done over your life to get where you are. And I thought it was a very important question. I told him, I texted him back and told him, I said, I'll be sharing some of that this morning. We talked about interest. Now, I'm telling you, too, some of y'all never got in. And you're just walking in this, reading the Bible. And we need to get deep in this thing, a deeper interest beyond talk and bragging or begging to walk in it. Because the next word that I'm about to share with you is evidence. Evidence. Evidence in anointing, evidence in wisdom, evidence in insight. I'm not talking about making noise here. I'm not talking about quoting scriptures and having a good outline. I'm talking about evidence in every aspect, evidence. And the first evidence got to come in your personal life that is really working, that some of y'all for years and years and years and years, and I know it. I've seen in the ministry I've been in, I've been with a lot of boys for years and years and years and don't know why you're not productive as you should be or producing more. Well, that's what this is all about. You just listen to me because the Holy Spirit is going to have to finish this, but I feel it in my heart. I've seen ministers love God but never enter into the realm of evidence. Now, evidence is not going to buy no car. And lease no cars and stuff like that, have three or four little suits on. That's not no evidence. The people can see clean through that. The evidence has to be manifested in your anointing. It has to be manifested in your lifestyle. And it has to be evidence in a freedom that they're never seen before. They can do the same thing you do. They don't supposed to be able to do the same thing you do. Listen to me. They don't supposed to be able to do the same thing you do. Listen to me. They don't supposed to, because you had a higher calling and you had a higher, for lack of a better word, benefit. I got some of my members on the line. A higher benefit that they should see in order to activate them to follow you. Why should I follow you if you ain't got no evidence? Okay? Now, we got fake evidence, but when the closet is open up, it's really not there. And as long as we stay there, now, I have ministers in this, I don't want to call it, in LTMA, arriving like water in dry places. Because they're paying attention, they're staying close, there's an intimacy, there's a respect, there's an honor. And hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just trying to get it to you. Those I didn't call you something dumb at that time. I'm just trying to get it to you. You're gonna be ladies and gentlemen, or you're gonna be sons and daughters. I'm not bragging, but definitely I'm not begging. So they got all these big organizations with ministers. And only four or five rise at the top. Everybody else is a peon. That is not what we're doing here. That's why I'm pouring my heart out to you to tell the Lord I need some evidence of what I'm doing. And he'll show you. Now, the word evidence comes right before the word example. How you going to be an example if you don't have no evidence? You've been in ministry 20, 25, 30 years. Now, I know you have some. But I'm telling you more because I'm not through yet. I'm constantly moving. That's what I'm telling you. Be constantly moving to another level. Constantly moving to another level. Don't get satisfied. Don't let anybody pat you on the back. Constantly moving to another level. All ministry and ministers need to know that they have an Abrahamic anointing on them, an Isaac anointing on them. Even though all people have it, but the minister got to have it in order to be an example. Then you cannot, unless you have high expectation in comfort, endurance, other words, you can stand the test, went through some things, expose the enemy, and then be exposed to divinity manifestation, and then that you, there's a point in each aspect of your life, you're going to make an entrance into another dimension. See, not going in circles, always another entrance. I'm going into another entrance right now in ministry. There's an entrance to another dimension. And then it's important to have clear-cut evidence. I mean, you don't even say nothing about it. It's just there. Examples, then you can become an example. But you have to become an example by the same thing you're going to teach them to become an example. Once you become an example, then you are ready to explain. See, we're doing a lot of explaining, but by ministers constantly being raped, and I read the book, they're talking about rich folk, they're talking about all the hot business that was blooming, people were getting $3 and $4 million. When he got to the minister, they say, and he got $75,000, the pastor got $75,000 a year. Why he had to bring that down to $75,000? Why we couldn't be with all them other businessmen selling socks and all that stuff. Why, we couldn't be that. That's the way the world thinks, but it doesn't make no difference. What they think is what we know. Apostolic substance and importation began to flow out of you today. Apostolic anointing, apostolic realities. Praying in the spirit, I will talk about that tonight. Praying in the spirit, stir up the divinity that's in you. I want you praying in the spirit. I want you to have a pad. I want you to press through when the spirit nudges you. There ain't got to be no special prayer time. Pray in the spirit. And you're not praying to get something. You're praying to see something. You're praying to understand something. You're praying to know something. It's back to Solomon's prayer. He didn't ask for anything. He said, God, I just want to know how to go in and out among these people. That's what I want to know. And when the Lord heard that, we all recognized what happened When the Lord heard that, the Lord said, I can trust this man. So one of my secrets is I never go after things. Now, you see me, some of them boys close with me, and they'll see me go buy something and laugh and talk it, but I never go after things. Things always come to me. I'm going after God. I've been going after God for 44 years, and I'm still going after God. All the days of my life on earth, I'll be going after him. And so that's the secret. When you go after him, and not after them, not after those people, not after your favorite members in your church, you can't do that. You have to feed the sheep, feed the lamb, love the sheep, love the lamb, and God will start blessing your people and start blessing you also. So today, that's what I want to talk about. I want to share a few more things. I say it's time for you as a Christian or as a minister to bail out of the rat race of this system. Lawyers, professors, politicians are fighting, trying to provide an answer they do not have. So you got to stop and let God show his glory to you, through you, that each man who wants to find his way to a perfect rest. That's what we're talking about today. Just a little excerpt now on praying in tongues activates the anointing in you. Praying in tongues is a supernatural weapon that has no opponent that can stand up to it or stop its mission from being accomplished. All the ministers that I know have been successful, some of them told their secrets, and that's that weapon of praying in the spirit. You actually, when you're doing that, you're releasing the wonderful work of God in your life and in your ministry. You know that in Philippians 1:19, I'm almost through, in Philippians 1:19, it's talking about keep activating the supply of the spirit. Then 2 Timothy 1:6, he talked about stir up the gift that in you by the laying on my hand. And we have not the spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. So keep activating the supply of the spirit. Also, it's important. It's praying the spirit will keep you walking in the fullness of the spirit. Fear and trembling is so important. Not ride in a bus, get on a bus in the same seat, take the same seat. No, there are other seats in the spirit. And so if you keep activating, like I got to go tonight, minister, I would not ride the same. I would not sit in the same seat. My expectation is from God. So I spend time with him and write down a few things he tell me, but I'm trusting him to help the people tonight. So walking in the fullness of the spirit, praying in tongues will do that. Also, there in Acts 6:10. Now, most of the things I've taught my people, developing an unresistible anointing in the spirit. You remember that boy Stephen, Acts 6:10? He said he couldn't resist him because he'd been praying in the spirit. That's why. Another thing that have helped me, and I'm actually living it. There were times I wasn't, but I mean both spiritually and physically I wasn't. But praying in the Holy Ghost will keep you living in the overflow in every aspect of your life. At John 7:37-39. And then I gave out, and I'm going to give it to you, when you're praying in the Spirit, it brings you into a threefold connection. In 2 Corinthians 13:14, Acts 9:31, you'll find six things there that have served me well over the years. Also, praying in tongues has released me many times into the miracle zone. You got Acts 2:1-4, Acts 3:1-10. It causes us to use the word more effectively. causes us to use the name of Jesus more effectively. So one of my major secrets is accessing and activating the anointing. I mean, nobody, a minister can stay in the same place if they take heed to these words that have been proven and went through all those words I gave you, encounter, manifestation. And then in ministry, there's a sweet comfort praying in the Holy Spirit. Well, he is the comforter. That's John 14:26, John 15:26, and John 16:7. I wrote down, indeed, the Holy Ghost will function as a comforter to us when we pray much in the Spirit. And Psalm 34:8, you might want to read that. Then another point is we never need to be defeated. Victory is always within our reach through the power of praying in the Spirit. Now, I know you pastors, we all needed this sometime, but Romans 5:1-5 tell us how to handle it. Praying in the Spirit is the most powerful intercessory prayer and help. Jeremiah 17:9, Romans 8:26-27. You know, I'm just quoting the scripture. You can get them out. So that weapon that I'm the benefit of praying in tongues, releasing the wonderful word of God, is that power when you're praying in tongues, that praise when you're praying in tongues, you activate faith when you're praying in tongues, you edifying oneself, you know. Now, you know, you on the line, say, I'm on the line, you tell me about something I know. Huh? What? What'd you say? What'd you say? See? No. Isn't that new? Listen. Let me give you these now close. Stay close to the source of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And then you'll be able to walk in the supply of the Spirit as you should. Also, he will give you a better hold on the handle of the sword of the Spirit. And then there's a soaring position, soaring like in the sky of the Spirit he'll take you to. And then, my sons and daughters, one thing needed to be done in all spiritual activity is they need to be sealed. There are people who are going to try to stop you there. Many things we're trying to say, but once it's sealed, so the sealing of the Spirit, and then so that developing security. Your ministry will be secure when you're dependent upon the Holy Spirit. Okay? I could talk all day long. Here's one I think you want to hear. You might have heard it. Praying in tongues will transform us from grasshopper to giant in the Spirit. Acts 1:8. Remember Peter and Matthew 26:33-35. He became a coward, a grasshopper, but in Acts 2, he was a giant. And when we speak in tongues, we allow the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost to praise God through our lips. Also, our faith increases as we pray in tongues. Jude 20. When we pray in tongues, the Holy Ghost downloads impressions and messages from the spirit realm into our inner man. When we pray in tongues, we are filling ourselves, or finding ourselves. When we pray in tongues, we are finding ourselves in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14:14. Got two more, I'm going to close. I told you the Holy Spirit is the mighty comforter. You got that. And he helps us to intercede properly. So that's what I want to share with you today. Go back over it. I know y'all get the tip. Go back over it. Some of the most successful thing I ever done. And I want to do a little cutting today because You're not going to follow me and be and remain the same spot. No, no, no. So it shouldn't be four or five getting no result. Everybody needs to get a result. I don't care how long you've been, where you are. I know you're good people. I have a lot of people here. I've seen good ministers. They should be further in life. And stick with me. I'm praying for you every day, asking God for wisdom. And I'm an old mother. We can talk some more, one-on-one, so you can share with me what you're dealing with. Because once I find out what you're dealing with, I know how to work with you. Matter of fact, I'm working with two of my ministers now. Real strong, Texan, you know, and give them insight with the Lord tell me. Any time of night, any time, I might text 3 o'clock in the morning, but I'll do it. And then sometimes I might talk and text you a vocal. But I'm here for you. But I also want to say I appreciate the way you carry yourself. You know we're supposed to be online. I don't know how many online, but I'm going to listen to you if you haven't been online. God bless you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that the word take, that the word make. I thank you that increase is on our mind. And we want to increase on your behalf because we want you to have the glory. I thank you for any wisdom, insight, or understanding, or direction, or correction, or protection that any one of these ministers online need. I pray that you keep increasing. I pray that you keep anointing. I pray that you keep us close together by faith and by the Spirit and not by the flesh. I want to thank you for the time we spent together today. Any problem, I know that's a solution. Any yoke need to be destroyed. I know that's a solution. Any growth that need to take place, look like it's not going to happen. I know there's growth. And the ones that are producing and growing, protect them on every level. There's always another level. We thank you with thanksgiving. We thank you for what we have now. We thank you for every minister, whatever position they're in now, every church, whatever position they're in now, we thank you for holding that together. We thank you, Father. We look at the small things, and we thank you. I want to thank you for LTMA. I want to thank you for organizing it. I want to thank you for all the good moments we've had together and all the move of the Spirit we've enjoyed together. We thank you for the fellowship. We thank you for freshness coming on each person now on this line right now. A fresh impartation for elevation to another level. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll see you at the meeting.
Thank you all for being on the call this morning. I got a few reminders I want to give to you. Number one, this Thursday and Friday we'll be in Albany, Georgia, for Pastor Scott Sanders for a Supernatural Monday Come to View Conference. Again, that's this Thursday and Friday, which is the 9th and the 10th. Thursday at 7 p.m. All those times are going to be Eastern Standard Time, so it'll be 7 p.m. Thursday night. And Friday, it'll be 10 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. That's, again, this Thursday and Friday will be in Albany, Georgia, for Pastor Scott Sanders. For more, if you need more information or direction, you can go online at eiwm.org or leroythompson.tv and you can get the address and everything of the ministry. Also, don't forget about your respective circle calls that you have with your MVB. You need to call, if you need to call coordinates for those calls, be sure to contact your MVB. And I think that's it. Again, this call has been recorded.